Chapter 4. Now Adam had sexual relations with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant. When she gave birth to Cain, she said,
"I have produced a male child with the help of Jehovah."
Later she again gave birth to his brother Abel. Abel became a shepherd of the flock, but Cain became a cultivator of the ground. After some time, Cain brought some fruits of the land as an offering to Jehovah. But Abel brought some firstlings of his flock, including their fat. While Jehovah looked with favor on Abel and on his offering, he did not look with any favor on Cain and on his offering. So Cain grew hot with anger and was dejected. Then Jehovah said to Cain, "Why are you so angry and dejected? If you turn to doing good, will you not be restored to favor? But if you do not turn to doing good, sin is crouching at the door, and its craving is to dominate you. But will you get the mastery over it?" After that, Cain said to his brother Abel,
"Let us go over into the field."
So while they were in the field, Cain assaulted his brother Abel and killed him. Later on, Jehovah said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" And he said,
"I do not know. Am I my brother's guardian?"
At this he said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed in banishment from the ground that has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you cultivate the ground, it will not give you back its produce. You will become a wanderer and a fugitive in the earth." At this Cain said to Jehovah,
"The punishment for my error is too great to bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your face, and I will become a wanderer and a fugitive on the earth, and anyone who finds me will certainly kill me."
So Jehovah said to him, "For that reason, anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance 7 times. So Jehovah set up a sign for Cain, in order that no one finding him would strike him. Then Cain went away from before Jehovah and took up residence in the land of exile, to the east of Eden. Afterward, Cain had sexual relations with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Then he engaged in building a city and named the city after his son Enoch. Later, Irad was born to Enoch. And Irad became father to Mehujael, and Mehujael became father to Methushael, and Methushael became father to Lamech. Lamech took 2 wives for himself. The name of the first was Ada, and the name of the second was Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the founder of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the founder of all those who play the harp and the pipe. Also Zillah gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who forged every sort of tool of copper and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Then Lamech composed these words for his wives Ada and Zillah.
"Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Give ear to my saying. A man I have killed for wounding me, yes, a young man for striking me. If 7 times Cain is to be avenged, then Lamech 77 times.
Adam again had sexual relations with his wife, and she gave birth to a son. She named him Seth, because, as she said,
"God has appointed for me another offspring in place of Abel, because Cain killed him."
There was also born to Seth a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began calling on the name of Jehovah.